How would you write the rough draft of a story or design a building if paper were really expensive? The Egyptians often used limestone flakes, which we call ostraca. They were handy and cheap, unlike papyrus, and could be discarded afterwards. In the upper row, the red and black ink drawing of two fighting bulls captures the instant when one animal upsets his opponent. The drawing is precise and assured, and the contour of the chest and shoulder area is very sophisticated. Bullfights, as spectacles, were not an Egyptian custom, but herdsmen let their bulls fight in order to determine which was the strongest and most suitable for breeding. To the right is the drawing of a pharaoh wearing the red crown of Lower Egypt. He spears a small but vicious lion, while his hunting dog leaps to his aid. The cursive hieroglyphic legend above the king's head calls him the slaughterer of every foreign land. Note that the lion does not stand on the same ground line as the king and the dog. This is because the animal is not part of the ordered world, but something chaotic from outside. This ostracon was found in the Valley of the Kings, but the scene doesn't match any of the decoration found in the royal tombs. It is a brilliant flight of fancy of an anonymous artist, perhaps done for his amusement, but perhaps as a votive offering to be left in the royal cemetery.